Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang have failed to charm a Gungan warlord and instead were sent to rob a bank. Brash watched his uncle Xanatos die. Vic failed to take control of the situation, and Waka Waka got 5 training droids for his secret plan. Now they're intending to steal the money and run, and are being attacked by 2 Tukups, Gamorrean Enforcer, Long John Gerthy. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Long John Gerthy was enjoying wandering around the ship that he would be on a small jaunt with some people he wasn't particularly fond of when he heard some conversation happening down the ramp. So his porcine ears just picked up, and he started kind of trundling down the ramp, hoping that maybe he would have something witty to contribute, or that maybe he'd get to take a dig at that robot that, you know, he's kind of building up a grudge with, only to hear Brash make a very bold play to steal the 50 million credits that, gosh darn it, his boss has cared about for at least 10 minutes. and as a result, this insult cannot stand. So Brash, go ahead and please roll me. We're going to try and dodge out of the way of this axe that's coming down upon you. I guess agility and...
Do any streetwise or skullduggery?
Sure. Let's go with streetwise. This is just a learned instinct of
not being death.
Yeah, it's just you hang around bad bars enough.
You can only dodge so many assassinations from your siblings before it's a fun game.
Okay, so we're going to say this is a hard check just because he's coming in a bit unaware. So 3 purple.
Okay. And I would like to use some destiny to not get murdered by a pig person.
I mean, I suppose that's fair.
Brash isn't meant to go like this.
I mean, again, you haven't read all the expanded universe stuff.
Not yet.
Also, any of you can assist this by being like, look out, which would give one blue dice.
Hey! Oh, no!
Navi over here.
The same
listen.
One.
Watch out.
He did point out the pig person.
He did.
Hey,
he did.
Listen.
Okay, there. That's still not great, but it's something. Okay, so that is... three success, but one threat. No, sorry. Fuck me. This is so... One success, one advantage. That's it.
Oh, I mean, that is much better than what you just told me. I gotta tell you, that story changed pretty drastically in my head just now. Okay, so the axe comes down. Are turning as Engage is like, what do you think, Pigman? And then, oh no, and you manage to sidestep the blade as it lands. Because you have a point of advantage, I'm going to say you can try and kick the blade away, or you can give one boost dice to whoever goes next.
I would say it's one of those longer blades, right?
Yeah, it's like it's an axe. Like,
yeah, I think I just want to wrap two arms around it and just like try to kick them off. Like I'm just trying to keep them away from swinging it.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Engage, you've been looking for a reason to kill the pig man.
Oh, yeah. I've been dreaming about it, bud.
What do you do?
Okay, well, first thing, I open up a flap where my penis should be, and I shoot oil, like, at his feet so he gets slippery.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, I raise my hand outward towards him, and I shoot my fist right at his face.
Like Gino from Mario
exactly.
RPG.
Exactly. Or Android 16 from right. Dragon Ball.
Good stuff. Okay, so we're just going to use your weapon stat for that, because sure. So go ahead and roll, I guess, a ranged light. So agility and ranged light, please.
Okay, so my agility is 2.
And in the upper right-hand corner for battle there, what do you have for ranged light?
Ooh. One.
So that's one green and one yellow.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say 2 purple because he's slipping on oil. You'll get 1 boost, so 1 blue from Ryan hanging on to the axe. Yeah.
Here goes. Rocket punch.
Oh.
Ah.
Not bad. What do you think here? Let's see if you can read this one. So that's your template there. So...
Okay, so I got a,
success.
That's a success.
But this will cancel it out, right?
You can do it, big guy. It's okay.
Thanks, pal. okay, and that's a, failure along with a despair?
Threat.
Ah, crap.
And you got more of them.
And then I got 2 more.
Guys, I love this learning experience. Threats. Tyler, can you help?
All right, fine. I'm not going to be able to do it for him every time.
Oh, yeah, you will.
We'll see.
Why? 1 threat is the total.
1 threat. Okay, so in spraying the oil, your aim is off. So because you have a threat, you fire your fist, and like a man going for a high five to props, he catches it. And now he has your hand.
Oh, I'm really bad at this, folks. Hey, Waka Waka, pal.
I raise my hand. Because I have a question.
Yeah.
Wait, is he our friend? Should we be fighting him?
No, he's going to kill us, I say, as I desperately try to hold onto it, my feet slipping in oil. He's going to kill all of us.
Oh.
Even your bike.
No. I point my fork gun at him and I shoot.
Okay. Go ahead and roll, please. That's, I believe... ranged light?
Boy. What did I write down for my...
It's at the bottom of your page there.
Range is medium for when it's heavy.
So
medium?
So you'll be rolling
it's
ranged...
5 critical.
Yeah, so you'll be rolling a ranged heavy attack.
All right, Tyler,
oh my God. I'm playing for 3 fucking people. Ranged heavy, 2. Agility, okay, and your agility's 2. So you get 2 green.
Oh, all right, that works.
Like doing taxes. Space taxes.
Okay, and then I want to use a destiny point because he's pretty tied up right now with a hand, and then somebody
he
has
is.
His
yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
thing.
That's totally fair. He's very distracted. So go ahead with, we're going to say 3 purple.
Oh, so I use my destiny, I get a yellow?
Yes, that's correct. Right?
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you 1 boost because you're following one of Engage's orders, which feels like home.
All right.
Fits like a fits
but
like
I'm
a club.
Also going to give you 1 setback because you're trying not to hit Brash.
Can I brace? get rid of the...
You can brace and keep it.
Can I brace?
I used that one. Wow. Didn't that work once?
It did.
Yeah, because Tom's nice.
No, because that's how the game works. If you keep asking, he will break eventually.
But if I... Yeah, it says brace, remove one, and then there's a little square.
Yeah.
All right, but...
You know how when they yell on Star Trek, brace for attack, and then they all hold on to something, and then they don't fall over? That's bracing.
Look, I've watched enough Star Trek to know that they all turned out fine. So I think bracing
also
works.
Also, they always fall over on that show. Right. They are bad at bracing.
All Pal. Right.
Not Worf.
I believe in you, Ultra Magnus.
All right, so I... Okay, I'm going to get rid of that guy because he's nothing. Right, hold on. Let me... I can do it. I can do it. I have nothing.
Yeah.
It's a net zero.
I have zero.
Ah, God, I believed in you.
So you called me Ultra Magnus, which was like, kind of like shot me back, which lost my aim. And I was just like, and then I like fired like over his head or something.
Tom is all right, I'm just collecting dice.
I've been trying to just let you guys roll, but
yeah. Is there anything I can do for you, Tom, regarding rolling dice and telling you whether it's successful or not? Or
well, given that all the numbers on my side of the chart are in Star Wars numbers and I'm having to translate every time we roll,
Jesus Christ.
Maybe actually, if you don't mind. And fuck it, I'll spend a point of destiny because I have several. Ryan, can you pass me a red, please?
This is where we die. Destroy us.
Long John Gurthy just picks up the axe with you on it, flips it around, and then slams you down into the ground. Let's see what happens.
Reasonable.
Or, I'm sorry, when I said one red, I actually meant one yellow, because I'm rolling positive dice this time.
I was wondering what you're doing. There's the yellow.
I'm the good guy now.
See, it's not just us, it's Tom, too.
Why do you think I avoid rolling dice? So I get one success and three advantage, because apparently I can roll. Ryan, what is your soak value?
My soak value is one. Because I'm wearing a nice coat.
Yeah.
My outfit is made for sexiness more so than protection.
It's a silk kimono.
Yeah, I mean, respect. Okay, so sorry, so you had a soak of one?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll take 3 points of damage. So you get slammed hard into the ground.
Oh, it's a bad day to have internal organs, eh, pal?
You're particularly mad because you get slammed into the piss oil, which just starts soaking into the back of your sweet vest.
I don't like this at all. I recover from the axe knock. Yes. For me, it's like sarcastic quip as I hit the ground, but I can't inhale afterwards is the problem.
All right, Vic, what do you do?
Let's go to space, and I'm just going to get us out of here. Hopefully, because we're still in the gravitational pull of the planet, movement actually, like, there's inertia. And we just want to...
So you're just going to try and, like, slam...
I just knock the guy back by, like, shooting us into space, yeah.
Brash, didn't you biocode this ship to only respond to you?
Yeah.
All right, so, Vic, you run up and you grab it, and what's your cool line you yell?
Everybody buckle up.
Adam, do you brace?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vic, you throw the stick forward, and it just goes...
Brash, you broke it, and I run out of the cockpit.
This cockpit's weird. Okay, cool. Top of the round. Brash, you're hanging onto that axe.
Cool. I would like to draw my pistol with the other one and just shoot this fucking pig guy as much as I can.
Go ahead.
Oh, God. What?
So that I'll give you one purple on this because you're point blank shooting him with a pistol, which admittedly is much easier than other things that have been said.
Cool. I'm just like, I hate Vic so much. And I picture Vic while I shoot the fake person. All right, that is a success.
Okay, and what's the damage on your gun?
That's a great question. 7.
So you just see Vic holding this axe. You're like, this gun doesn't work. And then his head explodes.
Finally.
You drop back down into the oil.
That's cool. The pig person falls on top of me. Fuck.
I walk over his dead corpse and like, well, I guess there's 3 things in this world that we know of. The good, the bad, D ugly. and then I squirt some more on his dead hole. Like,
get me out from under the thing before you piss on it.
Ah, yeah. Have a taste of the dribble.
And then you take the axe.
Yeah. Da 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 da
da da. Waka, you like corpses. Get it off of me. I'm getting pissed on.
I look and I kind of see some like fat. Mm-hmm. Coming out, I'm like, I can use this. And then I like, I lift up the pig guy and I take him into my secret room. And I'm like, don't follow me, don't follow me.
You pass Shatterstar is just like, hey, walk out, just working on the, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm going to need to talk to you later, but don't follow me.
I've never found it easier to follow an order. You walk past Sweep Sweep, it's just like, sweep, sweep.
Yeah. And so I lay the pig guy into the room and, just start like just pressing the fat out of his body until like into
Jesus. For the record, Adam's miming squishing it against himself giant toothpaste tube.
Just like again. Using a fucking like bagpipe.
Yeah, like
thank
like
you, Guy Bradford.
Our listeners think.
Yeah. Into like the many medical buckets that are in this med bay.
Sure. The autodoc droid comes over and is like, would you like help?
Oh, yes, please. If you could squeeze all the fat into these buckets and then dispose of the rest of the pigman, it would be greatly appreciated.
Sure thing. You can call me Doc Doc.
Thanks, Doc Doc.
MD.
Goose. bye.
Just made another NPC. What is wrong with you?
It's okay. I know Adam's going to kill him by the end of the episode anyway. I also just like the idea that you've had a doctor on board the whole time. It just tickles me.
So I'm still unaware of this. So
yeah, you're outside.
I have started the ship on autopilot to go towards that system, and then I have to go back and feed Nyx because we don't have a doctor. So
no,
it's
you
to,
sure don't.
It's up to me to care for Nyx. Because everyone else wants to rip his eyeballs out or some shit.
So you arrive back in you stashed him in the... I think
I put him in the engine room because it's one of the few rooms I have the lock to.
So you come in and to your surprise, he's actually... he kind of like greets you with one of the juice boxes you left him. And he's like, hey, Brash, everything's been going swimmingly.
Well, you know, net gain, upsie-downsies. So,
good. Meanwhile, I'm just taking extra oil and just painting my coat and suit with it because I need to be all black. I can't be this weird stained thing. It'll bother me.
Is the murder robot gone?
No, he's permanent now, I think.
He wanted to take my eyes.
As I said, I'm working on certain circumstances. I have access to the armory and no one else does, so I'm going to get you a very big gun and then you can walk around
That would be appreciated.
Yeah.
How goes the quest? Are we winning?
Well, again, upsy-downsy scenario. So we found hackers, which was good, and we went to two cups, which was mixed bag, and then he killed Xanatos.
Wait, Agrippa's sworn enemy?
Yeah, we were going to try...
The Mad Gungan?
See, this is why I knew I needed you to be awake. No one told us he was insane.
Oh, yeah, he's bonkers.
Yeah, so now we're supposed to steal credits for him, but it's 50 million credits, so
that's
what I've been thinking...
I step into the light over him, and I, like, tilt his head up so the light's a little more flattering
like,
on him.
Ow, okay, yep.
Not, okay, I'm sorry, I'll let that back down.
Okay, thank you.
I move the light.
I'm like, I think we might be able to take this money for ourselves.
Cool. That sounds wizards. I think Remember, that's a word for cool from Phantom Menace.
Wow, I don't like that. You humans can be disappointing. I think we'll use your share to try to get some sort of medical droid on board. This ship doesn't have one.
That's so strange. Normally they come equipped with one.
I know, you'd really think so, but...
Yeah, that's odd.
Nope, it had a tannery, though. Very weird.
That's tremendous oversight, yeah.
Engage enters.
Okay!
No, you can't. I locked this room to me. It's the only room you can't. It's one of two rooms you can't
I'm gonna
get
find
in.
A way in.
Just actually, Ryan, you biometrically locked it. He might be able to come in. Because he's a robot.
He'd have to go through the biometric locks. I don't know. It's your call, but...
Okay, you...
He wouldn't have the bio sign.
Okay, tell true. You what. I've been on the outside listening. Okay.
That's allowed. You can yell through the door.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey, Brash! Are we going to the bank?
Yes, we're already on autopilot.
Okay, is there a guy behind there with eyes?
Yes.
Can you do me a solid and go ahead and scoop those eyes out... Throw him underneath the door, sluice him through?
No.
Okay.
Here's the deal. This guy's eyes come out, and I junk you for parts and vent them into space.
Oh. I'm going to go finger paint with Waka.
That's valid.
Vic, what have you been up to?
We started moving, so it was like, oh, just delayed reaction. I got us out of here.
Yeah, the Vic Denbar maneuver. Yeah,
I'll check down the hall, and I'll have seen Waka take a headless Gamorrean?
Gamorrean,
around the corner to a room that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, I took care of that, and I think I deserve a drink.
So, Vic, as you go to the lounge Dibs. For a second, I was like, shake, shake. No, he's Dibs now. Everyone's Dibs. Dibs begins making you a Dagobah mudslide. You see kind of there's a large screen kind of like what you occasionally see on like an airplane on the back of a seat where it's mm-hmm. just like, here's where the airplane is, showing you coming up on the Dunbar cluster. And this awakens something in you that you remember from childhood, but you seem to remember your parents always swearing about the Dunbar side of the family. You remember there was quite a rift that you are distantly related to the explorer who found this cluster, but there's some bad blood there, and you're not quite sure what it is.
Hmm. Mom and Dad always talked about the Dunbars as being just bad people, kind of can't deal with them, can't negotiate with them. You know, what family's supposed to be about. It's just... Well, I am the family gambler and the black sheep, so maybe I'm the one to make it happen.
All right, cool.
Hey, friends. It's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dumb Dumbs and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on, but the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
That's right, that address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dumb Dumbs and Dice, support the show. It's gonna be great.
So Engage, you're wandering down the hallway towards, Waka's, chambers. Waka, are you in the tannery or are you in the broom closet?
I'm in the broom closet, but before I left, I cut my arm again and I wrote on the door, just like Waka's secret place, no looksies. And then I'm bleeding. So I'm on my way to the stove. To cauterize it again, and I run into Engage.
From just like after you finish painting it from the other side of here, do you require antiseptic and bandages? And you just slam the door and leave.
Don't know what that is. Slam.
Okay, so yes, you run into Engage on the way to the kitchen.
Oh, hey, fella.
Hello.
Hey. So I know it's not your birthday or nothing, but I was thinking, you like sharp things, right?
Uh huh.
And do you like big, sharp things?
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy friendiversary! And I hand him the giant axe.
Whoa!
Yeah, right? It came from the pig man.
Oh, the pig man.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get that for you before. Hey, so I was just wondering.
Can we walk and talk? I was going to go to the stove to
work. Yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, you're cauterizing the wound, huh?
Yeah, no, I was just writing a note.
Oh, metal.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, let's walk.
A little bit of Aaron Sorkin walk and talk.
Yeah. So Dibs walks by and hands you papers to sign in blood.
Thank you.
So, fella, I just wanted to check in, see how you're doing. You know what, with all the revelations, you know, when I went through your brain space.
And I'm just heating up the stove because we're now in the room. Hey, Vic. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty crazy when you blasted all those memories into my head and I found out who I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look.
I don't like that guy.
I know. But look, I just want us to start anew with a solid foundation of trust, friendship, and, you know, unmitigated murder lust.
That's good. But.
Oh, yeah?
Remember our deal. The only way I forgive you is if you help me with my secret plan.
Okay, but you haven't told me about your... plan, Buster.
Okay, I'm about 75% complete my secret plan.
So I need you and Shatterstar to help me with the final 50% of my plan.
I come into the room and just see them talking with the stove on and a bleeding arm, and I just sit down beside Vic and pour myself a drink as well.
I'm just like, like putting my arm on the stove. Just
yep, yeah, understandably.
And I'm like,
remind me that we only eat things from the microwave.
Oh, we should probably get Shatterstar. We should go to her room.
Okay. Well, hey, fella, if you ever need to, like, hang out, you know, unwind,
we're
going
to hang out right now. You need to follow me to Shatterstar's room.
Meanwhile, I flip on the ship comms. I'm like, Shatterstar, if you could just come to the burning wound room, apparently.
Oh, yeah. The burning wound room? Yeah, gotcha. Hang on 1 second, Chief.
Wonderful.
And so she comes in, and she's wearing, you know, dirty coveralls. She's been working on the bike. You can see that she's actually drawn the logo that Engage put on the front of the bike.
The apocalypse symbol, which is an anarchy symbol, but yep. Counterfeit.
I like
that. On her jumpsuit.
It's the anarchy symbol, but backwards.
Yeah!
It's a backwards A. Yeah. Backwards capital A.
It's a misprint. It's very rare. So she walks in. She's like, hey, what's so little worried? What's going on?
Okay. As I was telling Engage here, you are going to be a part of the final 50% of my secret plan.
Look, as I recall, you still owe me pretty big. I still got someone I need you to kill.
Oh. Okay.
That happened a few episodes ago.
Oh.
Which is like 10 years for us in real time.
I flash back, and as she's talking, in my head, all I hear is like, rum, bum, 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 and I'm just like, okay. And then I cut back. Okay. Well, bring him to me. I'll kill him, and then you can continue with my plan.
Her. It's my twin sister, Olivia Shatterson.
Oh. Well, all right. Well, go find Liv, and then I'll agree with my part, and then you can help me with my plan.
Well, if that's going to help me kill Olivia, then I'll help you with your part first.
I was going to say, from the corner, I saw Waka's eyes glaze over when he was told that he owed something, and then I tap Vic on the shoulder and give him a knowing look, and I look over and go, oh, Waka, you must have forgotten. You also told us that we were to be a part of your secret plan, and you'd tell us when you got Shatterstar to arrive.
Oh, jeez, I did?
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, God, that's good.
I wish I didn't do that because it was going to be a surprise.
Well, you said that it would really surprise us if you told us right now. And you know what? We'll pretend to be surprised later if it doesn't surprise us. But from what we know of you, you're always surprising.
Ryan, are you using pheromones or are you just using the power of convincing?
I think I'm using everything at this point. Yeah, pheromones is in.
I smell hot dogs. What is this?
That's just, I'm like disgusted, ooh, but my body knows what he likes.
All right, so take the strain. You don't need to roll.
Cool.
all right. So, Waka, you start to smell hot dogs.
I just start chewing.
Tastes
like trust.
You're not sure whether that smell is your burning flesh or the smell of hot dogs. But either way, you feel like maybe you can trust these guys. So here's the real question. Do you try and resist because you want this to be a surprise for them, or do you let them in? So if you want to resist, I'll make you roll some dice.
Okay. Well, just for, to keep things interesting, I'll try to resist.
All right. So Ryan, go ahead and roll your dice, please. We'll say this is a charm presence, I think. Yeah. Maybe deception. Deception would be fine too.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by organic.
I'll do
life.
Charm. I think I'm trying to win him over playing on friendship.
Great. And
we're such close
and
friends.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, 100%. Like any good friend would.
And Adam, can you please roll me a vigilance and will?
Vigilance. All right. Vigilance is one.
I was going to say, before Adam can say this, I would like to use a destiny point.
All right.
Because it's hot dog powers. You can't defeat hot dog powers.
I mean, you can. It's called not eating them. They're terrible.
I have willpower and vigilance.
Yes.
Because it says vigilance, will.
Yeah, that's the combo.
Yep.
Oh,
so
okay.
Take your will score and your vigilance score.
My vigilance is 1 and my willpower is 2.
2. So you get 1 green, 1 yellow.
All right.
Here's a question for Vic and Engage. Are you trying to help either of these clowns? Or hinder?
I think when you tapped me on the shoulder, Brash,
and was kind of like, check this out. In my head was like, so I'm just kind of watching.
Okay, I'm getting a good buzz.
And I'm very protective of Waka, so I don't like the fact that Organic Life is using their powers of seduction via pheromone to, you know, persuade my friend.
All right, so Ryan, add one black from Engage, just like rattling off the chemical compositions he's smelling.
Cool. The nice thing about me with charm is I get to remove one black die because I'm so good at hot dog smell. Like, it doesn't feel good. Like, it feels as gross as you would imagine if your body was excreting a hot dog through all of your skin.
Like really good street meat.
Yeah.
Don't like sitting beside you right now.
Hot dog flavored water.
Yeah.
It smells like hot dog water.
Yeah, this is our first 4D podcast. We're just boiling hot dogs.
So I only get, I don't get like
Zabrax's core and the hot dog flavored water.
Yeah, I did it all for the hot dog.
Ghostbusters. All right, let's see what happens.
All right, I have two advantage and two success.
I have two success and one advantage.
So you have, sorry, Ryan, you have one more success?
He has one more advantage than I have, but successes are equal.
Okay, so he doesn't resist, but with your advantage, Adam, I'm going to say you can hold back one detail.
Okay. All right, so I'll hold back the grand plan, but I will reveal my next plan.
That's not how a detail works. Oh.
But like,
grand plan is one, like, you could be like,
it's more detail. Like, I'm going to drive to Michigan, but I'm stopping at this route on the way there. Like, you have to tell us.
What's a Michigan?
I was thinking more like, so we're going to do a heist, and it's going to be these three people, and we're going to steal something.
All right. Okay.
It's a better example.
It's behind the screen.
So I'm kind of like, I pulled my arm away.
Thank you, Dibs.
He's shaking a drink.
Yeah, he shakes and gives examples.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been thinking. The whole point of this is that we gotta go attack Agrippa, right? But many people would say that that's a suicide mission. But you can't have a suicide mission if you're already dead. So I, using the magic that Dibs, my magic sensei, has taught me, am working on a final trick to bring Kano back to assist us in our battle against Agrippa.
Vic finishes his drink and his eyes narrow, and he says, you gonna make a Kano meat suit and fill it with those training droids so that they walk around and move its limbs?
So my plan was that, look, I really like hot dogs. I'm just gonna tell you what the plan is. So first step one was to, and I pull out a little piece of like crumpled like napkin that maybe Sweep had swept up and then given it to me, and I'd use my blood to like make notes and check marks and stuff like tracks. That.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, step one, avenge Kano. And then it's like, but how to avenge Kano? Use magic. How? Big magic trick. Then and then it's like, step one, empty Kano sack. And so then I empty Kano, tan Kano. And I was like, check, check. Find floating robot training circles. Check. Which I just did. Fill Kano with bombs.
Oh, right. This is a lot of steps, pal.
Just another golf cart.
A lot of steps.
I just want to be clear. Where does the dead pig man come into it?
Well, so then it's like, I'm not on my list yet. And then underneath it's like, but won't bombs make clacky clacky sounds? If only there was some kind of way to make bombs not clacky. And then I have like motor oil, pig fat. And then I was like, check, pig fat. So my plan is that I already tanned the Kano suit, and then I'm going to fill it with space grenades and this now pig fat so it stays all moist, hook up the floaty droids to it to make a Kano marionette, and we are going to walk right up to Agrippa's front door and blow it straight to hell.
You know, that's a very... not clever, but a very inventive idea.
Oh, thanks.
You know what? gold star, and I pull out a star, and I put it right on your forehead.
Ooh.
Yeah. How's that feel?
It feels like my ideas are being appreciated, yeah, which I appreciate.
Hey, everybody, let's give a hand for Waka Waka Fonzie.
Shake, 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 shake.
Brash nods, and he, like, claps at the same time as Vic, but he isn't making sound. Like, he's just miming it out.
So, I mean, that's a really good idea. And so we can just stay in the ship, and then I could put, like, a microphone in Kano's mouth, and we can talk, and he can get inside. And then when he goes to greet Agrippa, to boom, we need to blow him up.
I mean, it's a classic ploy, tale as old as time. Excuse me.
How'd you sneeze in another room and come back?
That was really cool.
Yeah. Well,
it dips taught him that.
Wait, part of my secret plan.
Was that the invisible guy that's here with us?
No, Nyx is roaming the halls. I gave him a gun.
Oh, okay.
That is definitely, hands down, the most complicated plan I've ever heard about blowing up a door.
Oh, no, I'd blow up Agrippa.
Oh, Agrippa's going to come and see Kano, a person she's never met before.
I'm in the process of writing a script to to convince Agrippa's guards to let me in to meet Agrippa.
Okay, blood pending.
Yes.
Got it. I have no notes.
Hey, give him some positive feedback.
Yeah, do the old shit sandwich thing.
Yeah.
What's the shit sandwich thing?
You say something good, and then in the middle you say what you're actually thinking, and then you put another lie at the end. That's what my brother told me.
That sounds awful.
It helps me feel special.
A good thing. I can make a really good Dagobah mudslide. A bad thing. Your plan, we need to hit Agrippa's place a little faster than I think your body can produce the blood needed for a script. Hmm. Another good thing, I am the most handsomest man in the galaxy.
Okay, look, is somebody going to help me make 300 space grenades or not?
You have to make the grenades too?
Well, I don't have them.
I mean, I guess we could bankroll buying a bunch of grenades with this money that we're about to make.
Couldn't we just buy a legitimate bomb and just send it down? Yeah. We could buy 300 space grenades or one torpedo.
Look, buying a bomb to custom made to look like Kano is going to be...
That's just ridiculous.
That's a lot more expensive
pretty
than you think it might be.
You need a lot of tiny ones to fill the Kano bank.
It doesn't have to look like Kano.
Yes, it
you
does.
Just get a torpedo with a rocket at the end and it shoots straight down. It's like a bullet.
Hey, who's it going to look like?
I disagree. It needs to look like Kano.
Do you know what? It's going to look like N-Gage.
Oh, all right, now you're just talking.
So it's a handsome bomb.
And with that, you pull out of hyperspace into the ATMM Dunbar cluster.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.